So here we go, my lovely listener. Thank you very much for joining for another episode of Kick of the Day with Spirit, with your show host, myself, Susanna, medium. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope you are having a good day. Now, today we are going to talk about focus. And then as I was thinking about this keyword here, I also noticed that there are other words coming to me, other keywords, and this is what's happening when I am sitting down to talk to you and share some ideas, ponder and wonder about anything and everything spiritual, or what we actually do here in our daily shows, the Kick of the Day with Spirit series. So one focus today, one keyword for today is focus, but then we are going to talk about psychics, mediums, the information we are receiving, how we are working with those pieces of information. We are also going to talk about the choices we make in the present moment and then how it impacts our life, meaning the next moment of the next reality, the next moment of the next reality. So we are going to talk about the choices, and then we are also going to talk about our phone. Now, if you listen to another episode when I also talked to you about our phone, that was an old phone. When we talked about the old phone with a conversation Carpe Diem, so what our old phone can bring forward for us, remembering about something in the past, and then we might feel the joy, sadness, happiness, anger, frustration, all the information, all the emotions. And then we thought about how they might feel us, make us feel, and we might feel regret about what we did or what we didn't do or were, how we were or we were not in the past. And really the conversation with the old phone in that episode, the Carpe Diem episode, was about being present to your or our abilities and our energies and senses, so that in this very moment, the choices what we are making in relation to our situations, life circumstances, the people around us, we are not going to feel sorry. We are not going to feel that we are letting them down. Let's say in about a week time, a month time, a year time, or by the end of our lives. So that was one conversation. Feel free to find that episode with the theme Carpe Diem. But then today, my lovely listener, I'm going to talk about the phone, again, which is in front of me, my personal phone, the one I'm using in every day, the everyday usage phone. And you can do the same. If you have your phone in your hand, very likely it's there somewhere, then just hold your phone in your hand. And even without looking at the icons, how do you feel about your phone? Is it a phone? Do you have a phone which goes with you everywhere, upstairs, downstairs, outside, inside, everywhere, in your pocket, in your rucksack, in your bag, in your car? It goes into the kitchen and goes into the bathroom and it goes with you everywhere. Do you have that kind of phone? Or do you have a phone which you put on, let's say, a couple of times, only a couple of times a day, just to send messages, read your emails, check out some social media, do whatever you need to do, maybe use the map if you need to get to, and that is it. And otherwise, you keep your phone to the side, maybe on silent mode, or maybe you switch it off altogether. So you might be wondering, you might think what kind of user, phone addict or user you are. But then here we go. Hold your phone right at, for this moment. Hold your phone in your hand. You might want to close your eyes, my lovely listener. And then just feel, what does it mean? What does it mean to you to have a phone? What does it mean to have a phone in your everyday life? And then immediately just notice the thoughts, the emotions coming up in you. Do you feel relaxed about the whole thing? Do you feel a little bit tense, feeling that sometimes when you forget your phone, maybe you forget your phone to charge and then it's not working for you when you want to read the map for instance, or when you want to send a message and your phone is not available, or you left it in your car, or all the various things. So think about the situations, feel the energy. So you see, even this conversation might bring up emotions, thoughts, energies within yourself. But then what I'd like us to do, so, you know, you feel free to pause this recording here and just ponder about this question, you know, feel into that. But and then continue and then join me back here. But then you see what I'd like to talk about is really the icons. So if you look at your phone, just see immediately where your eyes go. Do they go on an icon? Do you really feel that, suddenly I just need to check this, suddenly, I forgot to send a message, I need to do this and that. So check in with yourself. Or as you are looking in your phone, do you actually think about something what you wanted to do, but then your eyes are wandering over to the corner where you see the temperature, where you see the different signs about the weather, or you just find right now you just suddenly remember that you need to charge your phone because the battery is a little bit flat, or you just notice where your eyes are going as you are looking at the phone, or maybe you are noticing how early or how late it is. You notice the time. And then you might be wondering, while we are talking about the phone, while she's talking about the phone, I might just check my social media, go to this page and that page. But then while you are scrolling to find that social media icon, your eyes are looking, finding the picture, the screensaver, you know, the photo you saved for yourself or you created. Maybe that's your artwork, maybe something is featured, something else. But then just notice where your eyes are going, And then also feel if something is coming up, like suddenly a reminder is coming up and then you feel suffocated or you feel frustrated by somebody sending you a reminder. Why is it happening now and so on? And do I need to do this? And so on and so on. So just notice the emotions and then the thoughts coming up in you. And then you might, as we are talking here, you might feel, I need to take some actions. So as you are listening, you might already notice that you are not scrolling anymore, but then you have landed on one of the icons and you are checking your WhatsApp, you are checking your mails, you are checking, suddenly you are doing various things, checking your bank account, anything what you have there. So notice, you just have one focus here. You started talking about the phone, but I have a feeling that many of us might be just looking at so many different things in this very moment. So you see, as I'm talking to you, I can't really check who is doing this and who is doing that, but the sensation is that we are all focusing on something else. We've got one object or one question. And then within a couple of minutes, we are landing on different pages. It means we are looking at different icons. We are clicking on different things. We are reading. We are understanding. We are searching. We are in a different world all together. And then even if we are on the same icon, if we are in the same social media page, then within that page, our story is again different. So it's like getting lost in the vast field of endless possibilities. The endless possibilities what our phone provides us. And then just notice with one piece of question, how do you feel or what do you do with your phone, then you have gone this way or that way. Or you might have actually closed one icon and then you are already in the second. You are already doing something else because you are putting your focus, you are changing your focus from one direction to the next. You are already doing something else. We are changing our focus so very quickly and so very often. And then you see, even at the very beginning when I said, okay, let's just look at the icons, we have already noticed another five elements. they're really depending on how many or what page you are opening or how you are, how you have your phone set up. But even on the front of the page, we would see the battery, we would see the time, we would see the weather, we would see when the phone was updated, and we would see, you would see the more, the most important icons. You want to keep those ones on the, on your main page, on the first page, and you also see the back cover, the artwork. So you are already seeing a lot of things, and then your mind might be just jumping from one thing to another, meaning that in that very moment when you are jumping from one thing to another, you are accessing, you are acknowledging another piece of information. So we are taking a lot of things into our brains when we are doing this thing, when we are flowing and just, I'm not saying mindlessly, but then we are flowing with the energy. And then you see, now you might be asking, why is a psychic and a medium talking about this? What am I doing on my phone? And then why is it important, or why is it interesting? Because you see, life is really like our phone. This is our reality. That you could be doing anything. You could be driving your car. You could be doing your shopping. You could be doing your cooking. You could be doing your tidying up at home, or sorting out your paperwork. Anything. But in any moment you have that choice. It's like a very split second, what you are going to do, where you are putting your focus. Where your eyes are wandering. You can just sit very calmly and with your eyes open and just notice what your eyes are doing, even right in this very moment. And certain objects around you, objects, the shapes, the colors, the meaning of those objects, how they are positioned, how the light is coming onto them. When you are looking at one object, you might be hearing one type of sound. But whilst you are looking at another object, you might hear another sound. You might notice a sound from the outside. And then in this very, very subtle movement of the energies, things are shifting so very delicately that very often we don't even notice those things. But then you see, The keyword here is the focus, because we are changing our reality in a split second just by looking at that thing, feeling, sensing, hearing, looking at the other thing. And you might see that, oh, I'm noticing a jumper over there that needs to go to the cupboard. But at the same time, I'm hearing my stomach rumbling, not right now, but I'm just giving you an example. I'm hearing my stomach rumbling. So immediately with one movement of noticing the jumper, I'm thinking of where it needs to go next, meaning what I need to do next, what actions I need to take, whilst at the same time I'm noticing what my body is doing internally, what action do I need to take. So one object might bring up a lot of, in fact, more than just one thing. So my invitation to you, my lovely listener, that if you are on the stage of being curious, you are wondering and pondering about anything and everything spiritual, just like how what we do here in Kick of the Day with Spirit show, that if you are at the stage of wondering and you are just pausing and thinking, what can I do to develop my own abilities, my intuition, and even my psychic or even mediumistic abilities, then just take the time to be in the very moment. And you don't need to do anything physically, don't move anywhere, just use your eyes, and then just very slowly move around with your eyes, put your focus on one object, and feel and see and sense and hear. And even touch, because your hands might change. Your hands might change position, so you feel that, oh, I need to sort out my nails. I need to wash my hands. I need to find some hand cream. So immediately, when you are doing one thing, you are already doing another five things at the same time. My invitation to you, my lovely listener, is that you notice. That is what we are doing here. we are noticing everything by using our, or vice, we are using our physical senses, the seeing, the hearing, the touching, the smelling, the tasting, and then also the what is coming up as a sensation. When you look at the jumper over there, you might be frustrated because your partner, your spouse, the children, and so on, they did not put it away. Or you are frustrated with yourself. Or you are grateful because suddenly you are reminded that this jumper needs to go somewhere. And then maybe you are pleased because you just noticed the jumper. You were looking for that all morning and you did not see it. But suddenly, as you are quiet and peaceful, then suddenly you notice the jumper, which was there all morning. And then you are feeling grateful. And then in that moment, you open a whole conversation, a new conversation, because you are thinking, oh, I really wanted to wear the jumper today. How great, actually, I noticed. How great, actually, I gave myself some time. I paused for 30 seconds. And then how fascinating, actually, this is how I'm finding things in my environment, whether they are there objectively or energetically. So you see, you can use this very simple exercise where you put your focus, you keep your eyes open, you just very gently move your eyes around and just breathe and notice what is coming up. If it helps you, you can immediately say it out loud. Because what I'm finding is that when we are keeping what we are noticing in our thoughts, then we are going along or going away with our thinking. We might be going and we might be going too far from the original little exercise because we are thinking, and this is our thoughts. This is what our thoughts are doing, bringing something forward. And 10 seconds later, we are in a completely different world with our thoughts, making associations, thinking, and changing the pattern of thoughts. So many things are happening during those very, very short times. So my suggestion to you, my lovely listener, is that you say it out aloud, because in that moment, that is the reality. You say it out loud and you give essence, you give frequency, you give a yummy essence to that experience. And it has a frequency. And then why you are, that's actually another aspect to it, that why you are saying your things out loud, it's of course your sound, the air is resonating in your body, the word is resonating within your body, and maybe certain words are coming forward in your mind, of course from your heart, which you might not said before, or you might have not wanted to admit. But then as you are flowing with the energy, then you are just spitting it out. It's coming out of your mouth. And then while you are in that flow of energy, you notice the physical sensations in your body. Now, what is really interesting here is that if you happen to say something what you really wanted to hold back, but then when you are just trusting and flowing with the energy, you don't even put your focus anywhere, you are just saying the things, then the energy, your soul is showing you points of references and guiding you where healing needs to, the healing energy needs to go to, and then healing needs to take place. Meaning that if you don't want to own up something, or we are hiding something in our consciousness, sooner or later, when we are softening our energies, those conversations, those words will very easily, or could very easily, come forward, and we just need to say those words. We need energy. We give energy to those essences, those thoughts, and then while we are talking out loud, then we are giving life to them, and they are resonating in our physical body, and that is where something very, very fascinating, a very fascinating experience can come out of that. So please do experiment with this. I'm sharing this because I have myself gone through my own exercises some time ago, ages ago, in fact, not when I was thinking about, oh, I am doing an exercise here just to develop my intuition and psychic abilities, but then that my life just brought that experience forward. And then when the outcome showed itself, what when I was feeling the outcome of that experience, became aware of the outcome, then I could reflect why it happened, why I had to go through that experience, and why is it really working on all different levels within ourselves. So you see, we put our focus, you put your focus on one object over there, and then you are saying everything, I am seeing, I am seeing, I am hearing, I am feeling, I am touching, I am sensing, I am tasting. And then you can also add, and it reminds me of. And then that's one little story. And then a couple of seconds later, you turn your head, or you don't even have to turn your head. You look over there, you look at another object, and you say the same. I am seeing, I am noticing. And then you fill in the sentence, fill up the whole thing. I am seeing, I am noticing, I am hearing, I am sensing, I am smelling, I am tasting, I am touching. And it all reminds me of, and you finish it. Play with this idea, give yourself the grace, the time and the space, let's say a couple of minutes each day, and then I can guarantee you that your awareness is going to shift, and then you will become more intuitive, more present. Okay, maybe I will just use this phrase here, more present to your reality. And simply because you have given time and space for yourself to notice, to observe what is around you. And then while you are noticing things, observing things, you are putting your focus onto something. You are using these objects as focal points, the references, points of references to help you to say, feel, hear, sense, touch, smell, taste, everything in relation to that moment, that experience. And then we are using the objects just to open a conversation, open a couple of seconds, maybe a couple of minutes in your life, opening a conversation, set of conversation. And when you are turning your attention to something else, then you are opening another conversation. You will be there in that conversation for a couple of seconds, couple of minutes, just like how you are doing it on your phone, opening one icon and then you are messaging, opening another one and you are on your social media, and so on, because we are giving the focus, we are giving the time and space where we want to be during those couple of minutes, okay? We are putting ourselves into that reality. If we are not opening that icon, we are not going into the social media, but then we are going somewhere else. It means that from this point onwards, we are going to spend the forthcoming couple of seconds or minutes in a different reality. It's a different reality. When you are looking over there and not over there and talking about the energy in relation to that object you are noticing and then how it is making you feel, what it's reminding you of, then you are in a different reality. That is a reality, what you have chosen energetically, and it's not the other reality which is over there. You might not talk about that reality because maybe a little bit later, or maybe you have already spoken about that reality, or maybe you are not going to talk about that reality because you are not turning around and noticing a pile of books over there, and then you create the story. The story comes forward through your senses, what it means to me, what it reminds me of, the actions I'm going to take, the emotions I'm feeling, and the stories and the memories coming up around everything. So that's a different story, different reality over there. But then because you are putting your focus onto something here, that is your reality for the forthcoming couple of seconds and minutes. That is where you need to be, because energetically you were guided to be in that reality. Maybe you thought, oh, I'm just going to be really relaxing into this exercise and not going to turn my head around. And then when I'm not turning my head around, I'm not noticing the books over there, for instance, or sideways, I'm not noticing the jumper over there. And then I'm not stepping in that reality. But then maybe I'm just relaxing and I'm just looking over there, so I don't need to do anything in my physical body, but I am just noticing that thing over there. And that is the reality. That is what I am experiencing. The energy is guiding me to experience that object. And while I'm talking out loud, I'm giving frequency to that. It becomes alive in my physical body, brings forward the shift of energies, healing, whether we are feeling anything or not, but then it's part of our human existence. I really feel that every second is giving us the opportunity to shift the energy. And then if we are in need of healing, meaning we might be a little bit flat with our stories or energies or feeling sadness, frustration, anything, or maybe just being tired, exhausted, then when we are doing something like this, it is already giving us the energy of healing. Maybe we are feeling playful while we are talking about our objects because we are putting the focus over there. Maybe expanding our energies. We are expanding our energies just by stepping into this reality. So it's. I feel that the whole conversation is very fascinating. And then again, we can never underestimate what it is, what reality is going to bring forward. But then you see, my invitation to you, my lovely listener, is that if you are serious about developing your own intuitive psychic mediumistic abilities, your skills, your skill set, you feel drawn to this type of work or to this type of types of activities, then feel free to play along, go along. And then you can also journal. That's another big conversation. So you can write things down, maybe at the very end, because you just want to go with the flow. If you say to yourself, I am going to be in this existence for about 3 minutes or 5 minutes, do the journaling afterwards. And then you will see what your mind remembers, what you need to really write about. Again, just go with the flow. Try not to remember everything because you will be journaling, writing about something which is really relevant to you. But then you see the healing energy, healing aspect of journaling is a huge conversation. So we can talk about it at another time, in another episode. But then feel free to go along with this exercise because there will be something for every single one of us, for you and for me. We could be talking about the same object, but you can imagine we could have very different stories, different emotions, memories, thoughts, actions, anything. We could have it so very differently. But then it's that is the sense, that is a beauty in it, because this is where we are putting our focus. And then even if that's actually an interesting aspect, because if you are choosing the same object, let's say yourself, my lovely listener, and myself, we are in the same room and both of us notice the same object, and just imagine our stories might be just so very, very different. And you see, in that sense, actually, it's a good point of conversation, discussion here, because this is because that really shows us that because we have different input of this activity, meaning what we are bringing, what energy, the whole existence, what we are bringing to that object, it means that the conversation is going to be very different for every single one of us. And then through our own energies, because our memories and our makeup, then different conversations will come forward. While you are yourself and myself, we are talking about our own experience, then that's going to be different. It means that one object, what we are using as a focal point, we put the focus over there, that's why it's a focal point, is going to bring up a different set of conversation, emotion, thoughts, actions, and then in that sense, bringing forward healing for yourself, you, and for myself as well, if you were in this situation. And then you see, it works beautifully when we are doing it by ourselves, And then that is my invitation to you. You can do the same, or you can sit down with a friend and then just play along. And then at the end, you can compare your notes. You can talk about, you can hold a space for each other. You can talk about it, and you can, and you will realize how differently we are over approaching situations and what emotions, thoughts, actions we would have coming up within ourselves. And then it's really a fascinating experience, but really what, so energetically how it helps us, that we are slowing our breathing because we are relaxed. And even when we have harsh memories coming up, for instance, that impacts the physical body. But then when we are moving forward or journaling about that, or writing it out, journaling, or speaking it out loud, then we are immediately shifting the energy. Because we might want to cry about that thing, the piece of memory coming up, or we might want to laugh, or we might want to scream, or anything you might be wanting to do, but then you are doing it. Please do that, because that gives you the energy, the shift of energy, and the possibility for some healing come forward for you, or already happening in, you know, within your own senses. But then you see, another point came up in my mind when I was thinking about this conversation, that you see, when we are putting the focus on one object, even just through this short exercise, we are creating a different reality. And then in our life, in that very short period of time, 3 minutes or 5 minutes, we are creating the sequence of the stories. And then again, using the same objects, one, two, or three over there, you are creating a story. And then because we live in our physical reality, three-dimensional reality, where we are using time, what was before, what is now, what is the next breath over there, what is a possibility or a future. I don't like using the word future. I rather use possibility or possibilities. Then we are creating a sequence of energy, and we are creating that our reality. Another interesting thing here I just mentioned is that if you actually, you can ponder about that. What would it feel like if I actually started my story with the books over there? And you can choose your own objects in your room. Or I started with my jumper over there, and then I go onto my books, and I go onto over there with some crystals or some earrings over there. So you can play with the idea of what would be your reality when you don't start over there, but start over there. And you just notice what emotions are coming up in you and how they are changing. Your thoughts are changing when you are shifting your attention to other objects. Play with this. Talk about it, write it down, journal, reflect. You will see something is coming up, maybe in your dream, or maybe a notification is coming up quite strangely or interestingly, it might come up. But then you see, while I'm talking about this, you know, when we mention that with our focus we are working, we are creating our reality. Now this is what happens when you are working psychically or mediumistically. When you are working on that energy or on that level of the energy. I truly believe that everybody is a psychic. We've got that sense. We've got that. Since we've got our own abilities of our physical senses, the seeing, hearing, the sensing, the touching, the tasting, and then the smelling, the knowing, and our empathy, that's there within every single one of us. While we are living here on this earth plane, we are given those senses. The sense is for survival. They are staying with us, and then we are using them. We are using them throughout our life. We are using them to make sense of our lives, to keep ourselves safe, and at the same time to enjoy the beauty of our lives and relationship with people. So we've got our physical senses, and if we have our physical senses, and then we give a little breathing space for ourselves, the grace, the time, and then the space for ourselves. You know, when I say grace, for me, it means that I'm loving myself that much, that I'm giving myself the time and then a space to be in a space where I actually create that energy, that I am giving that time and space, or giving that time and space for my own development, my self-development. I want to be playful. I want to know what it means to use my senses slightly differently, just because I am putting my focus onto something. I am creating the reality. I'm stepping into a different reality, which otherwise I might not have established, because we are usually running around in our lives. We are not sitting down and focusing on an object over there and thinking of our emotions, thoughts, and all the reality and actions we are taking and comparing things. We are thinking of the time. We are not doing any of these. We are just putting the jumper here, there, and everywhere. And then next moment, next second, we are moving on to something else, and that is our reality. Just like with our phone, one icon, 5 seconds later, we are doing something else. Within 10 minutes, we have checked everything. So like loads of segments of realities, in that sense. We have taken a whole journey in 10 minutes. So here we go. But while I'm talking about this, when I am a psychic and a medium, and I'm absolutely passionate, fully passionate, I don't really know what the word is about, but really passionate about helping everybody who is interested in their own senses, their own abilities. They are genuinely curious about what to do, how to do it, to find more peace within their lives. And then from that peace, they put the focus onto something else. In that sense, their energies are changing, the physical energy, emotional, spiritual, psychological energy, whichever way you want to label it, it's just an energy that is changing. And then from that space, you are opening a very different reality. That happens when you, after a lot of practice, unless you are born with this, and then you have always been a psychic. Some of us have been that way. Or you can be just practicing. Then you are able to be in one reality, which is the current reality, when we are fiddling with our phones and we are moving around and rushing around, and we are not giving enough focus, enough energy to things. Or there is a different reality which you have practiced, and with that practice, like this exercise, you are putting your attention to a different reality, and you are opening up the conversation, opening up the energy. Why is it really important or useful to engage in such activities where we are working with our focus? Is because, you see, when you look at the jumper over there, or the books, or the, crystals for me over there, or the lampshade, or how it is positioned, or maybe it needs to be dusted a little bit. So that is your reality. You are thinking of, you are working with your within your own reality, not the neighbor's reality, not your friends, your spouse, your children's, and so on, not colleagues' reality. You are dealing with your own reality. Because when I say, for instance, I would need to dust my lamp, somebody else comes into my room, and they would not even notice that it needs to be dusted. So their reality is different. That is my reality. And then you see, again, why is it really important, interesting for psychic development? Because what we are noticing, the energy is working through us, giving us the conversations, emotions, the memory is giving us, and then we need to acknowledge it. And then you see, that's why I'm seeing, when you are playing this game, okay, this exercise, when you are talking out loud, saying what you are experiencing, then you are already opening the gate for your psychic development. Because when we are saying things out, we are acknowledging the experience, we are acknowledging the information of what is coming up within us in relation to something else where we put our focus. And then in that sense, you are channeling an energy. You are channeling your own emotions, channeling your own experiences, but then you are giving a flow, you are giving time and space for that information to come forward. Now, when you are working psychically, you are doing the same thing. You are quieting your mind, you are giving focus to one thing. and then you are shifting your awareness, shifting the focus onto something else. So for instance, the jumper over there, I can have a conversation what it means to me, why is it like that, how, who, what, when. So we can cover all those questions, and it's my reality. So my story would be my reality. But then if I'm working with somebody else, and you see that is the question where I'm putting the focus onto that question of what does it mean to me, how I feel, how do I feel about it, then I say it out loud. So I'm channeling my own energy. I'm expressing, flowing, allowing the energy to flow through. And then when we are working with somebody else, then we are quieter a little bit, even more quieter. And then whilst we have covered everything, what the jumper over there means to us, then the next question, I wonder what it means to that person, to my friend, who is maybe asking a question about their lives. And my attention was just gently drawn over there onto the jumper. And then because I have done my exercises, I have practiced it enough to know what it means to me. I could say it in my head, I could go through very quickly, but I know that within the conversation, I'm not talking about myself and my jumper and my stories, but then there is another person who is asking questions about their realities. And then through my attention, I'm just asking, I wonder, just very quietly in my mind, I'm asking, I wonder, why do I need to look at my jumper in my room while I'm listening to my friend's question? And I'm just noticing my eyes are on the jumper, okay? And I'm also noticing my eyes are not over there on the books and not on the crystals, but then, it's interesting. So you see, within yourself, you are playing this energy that, oh, you are curious, because we need to have that curiosity, that childlike open energy, that playful energy. Of course, that's a different energy. If adults, we might be back, or we would be back in our minds. Oh gosh, my friend is asking something, and I'm just noticing my jumper. Why didn't I put my jumper? Oh, what is the jumper? Oh, how that? All the conversation about my story, my jumper, okay, over there, I would completely miss my friend's request. He or she's asking about something. But then, when I have dealt with my own story, as I described before, when I'm looking over there, onto my jumper, when my friend is talking, my question is after a while, you know, with practice, you are not even asking the question, you are just noticing that your attention was led to the jumper. Interesting. And then that's the time when you would notice very different things about the jumper, because the conversation is within that connection, with that connection with that person. Then once you have allowed the energy to flow and grow and move forward you through the previous exercises, many of them, then when you are looking over there, the information related to the person will start coming up. And then you will see, you will notice the types of questions you might be asking, or the way how you start talking about the jumper, then they are going to be very, very different. Not the conversations you had with yourself, because that's sorted, put to the side, but we are in a different energy. We are asking, what do I need to understand about the jumper? Why am I focusing over there? And of course, this happens after, in an energetic sense, you have already asked permission from the person's higher self, myself. My higher self is asking permission to the other person's higher self. That's why, for instance, at the beginning, we say, may I please work with you? Would you be okay if I work with you, or if I come to you? If you are doing a public demonstration, is it all right if I come to you? Or may I please work with you? And then while we are asking this, the person says yes or no, you know, this might happen. Maybe just somebody accompanying somebody to an event, and they might say, oh no, no thank you, no thank you, and crossing the arms and the legs. But then that's fair enough, they're making a choice, and then we are just acknowledging thank you. Maybe a little bit later, or maybe another time, but thank you. And then we are shifting. We are moving away because it was communicated. We are moving to the person who says, yes, yes, I'm, thank you for, thank you, thank you. You know, if you say thank you, it means that you have already opened the conversation. And then that energy worker, the psychic medium healer, can start working with you. But then you see, once we have set this one up, this is settled, that energy, then we are moving immediately from that conversation. We are creating the conversation as we are receiving the information. And the spirit is using your senses, because in your own sense, your focus was put onto the jumper, not on the books, not on the crystals, on the jumper. And then, as I said, after a while, you are not asking questions, you are just saying the things. But then if you are still practicing, even out loud, you can say, if you are practicing with a partner, you can say, it's quite interesting. I'm just noticing, I'm looking over there at that jumper. And I'm just wondering why I am looking at the jumper. And then you start talking what the jumper means and what that jumper might mean for the person. What that jumper is, what story that jumper holds about that person or for that person. And maybe when you were talking, when you were sharing your story about your jumper, you noticed that actually it was perfectly folded, you know, perfectly ironed, perfectly put over there. Everything was perfect. But when you are talking about your friend, when you are working with your friend's energy, that might come up. So I'm just giving you an example that I would say that, would you understand that sometimes you really feel like everything needs to be very, very set in your own way, because this is how you prefer doing things. But then these days, a couple of, if the space is giving us timeline, then you can say recently you feel that actually it's getting too much on you, that everything is so much, so perfect, just like the jumper over there, perfectly ironed and folded over there. Would you understand that? And then the person would say yes or no. In my experience, when something like this happens, that people say, yes, I hardly ever would I get a no. And then even when they give a no, then I am approaching the question differently and always trusting what spirit says, what spirit is showing me, the notion, the energy, what spirit is showing, and what I need to start talking about. If somebody is not understanding the piece of information, we are not giving it up, but we are approaching it from a different angle. There is only one place where we, or a time where I feel we give up or park, I would say park that information. If the person is really not understanding it for the time being, that doesn't mean that they are not going to understand it in 5 minutes or by the end of the reading, but then they are not understanding it, or they are not able to verify. So for instance, if you bring something forward which happened in the family a century ago or 300 years ago, they are not able to verify. But if spirit is showing you something in relation to the history of the family, and then we've got the object we are talking about, maybe a beautiful wool jumper from Scotland, then you would have a different conversation. But then your job, when you are working with somebody else's energy, or even just like how you are honestly saying everything, what that jumper or book, a couple of books or crystals remind you of, make you feel, remind you of, what your emotion, your energy, your thoughts, what actions you are taking, that the other object is going to help you, because that's a focal point. The spirit showed you, energy showed you that you need to focus over there and not behind you on the books or on the crystals. You are focusing on that jumper, and then it means that you are already going with the flow, because you turned over there, even if you did not think about that, because you are not thinking about where you are turning your head, but then you are turning your head and then you notice the jumper. And then that is your focal point. And from there, you bring conversation forward. When you practice saying things out loud while you are working on your energy, and it's going to be much easier to talk to the person, because you are already flowing with the energy, and then you got used to using your voice. And then saying things, so you get used to saying things, and then you get used to hearing your own voice saying those things. And then, so by that time, you are just going to go with the flow and say what you need to say. And then your job is to listen to the person saying yes, no, or I don't understand. Maybe don't want to look at the person because we are not doing cold readings. We are not looking at the face. We are not reading the face and then the muscles and the little change of color of the face or anything. We are not reading the face. We are not reading the body language. You might be just focusing on the jumper if for the time being you want to focus on something, or you can look anywhere. Even if you notice the jumper and start talking about the jumper, and then while you're still talking about the jumper and in relation to the person and the energy is coming forward, then you might look over there in the corner of the wall over there, or a picture of what you have, or through the window you see various things. Your eyes are going to lead you where they need to be while you are talking. And in that sense, you are just being in your body, but then the energy is flowing through you. So that's a different energy, different level of the energy. But it comes with practice. It comes with practice. And then even those who have it so very naturally, that's one thing, how we are owning and holding the energy. But then it's another thing when we start talking out loud, and another thing when we are started talking to another person about their experiences and about their lives, the current lives on the physical, the psychic level, or the mediumistic level. And the mediumship, when you are developing your mediumistic skills, you are doing the same, the focus. So by the time you have practiced, you have sat in circles, you have practiced, you have meditated, you have journaled hours and hours and hours and on and hours, even more hours, spend time in nature, and you worked with your dreams, you've gone through stages of crystals and tarot cards and oracle cards and various pictures and ribbons and colors and drawing and mandala and everything, what you might be thinking or what you were drawn to, or the elements of nature, objects from nature, the stones, the rocks, the pebbles, the water of the sea, the drops of dew on the flowers, the petals, and then the leaves. So you might have gone so many different things over time. But then when you have done that, and then you feel that, okay, I know where I need to go, then you are finding your own people, you are finding your circles, you are finding the people who are helping you, mentoring you, guiding you. You might have read hundreds of books, but then you eventually figure out that, would you remember everything what you have read? Maybe not. Would you find everything useful what you have ever read about your psychic and mediumistic abilities? Maybe not. And then you will realize that actually the real essence of your development comes through just being you and giving yourself the grace of the time and the space of being present to yourself and your own breathing, your own physical reality, and how you are able to shift the energy within yourself. Because even if it takes some time, especially when we are working mediumistically or we are working on the trans-mediumistic level, it takes time. And then you see on that level, when you are working on a mediumistic level, then I really feel, or that's my understanding, and this is what I feel, that if spirit is choosing you or has chosen, or this is what you have chosen in your contract before you came to the earthly reality, then this is where you are going to be led. This is what you are going to hone. That's going to be your life essence. If it's truly meant that you are doing it, you are embracing the energy, then you will be guided, and then you will be helped, and then you will stick with it. Meaning you are not going to quit a class or a program or a mentor which you might have chosen just because your best friend is doing it, and then you want to be as good as your friend. And then you are jumping into a course, a series of courses, you are doing this training, that training, and all various things. But you see, if it is not really fully resonating with you, with your own essence, with your own frequency, then you will lose interest after a while, and then you will give up. And that sometimes I notice with people. even in my own circle. So that's where we are coming from, our minds, our ego conversations. We are jumping into things because we want to have it, be it in certain ways, because we are comparing ourselves to somebody else and we want to be that way, or we want to be even better. We want to have it that. We want that as well. And we don't want to be left behind, so we are going for it. But then again, if your essence, your life mission is not about this, but about something else, which is truly fascinating, because every single one of us has something, then you are not going to stick with that. You are sticking with it because every morning you wake up and then you feel an excitement, a quiet anticipation, And then also when you are receiving some piece of information, you know, what we would say at the early stages, get it right. When I get it right in a reading, then we are joyful and our mind is joyful because we feel very happy because we did it right and we could do it. Last time we could not do it, but today we can do it. And then we can do it. The other one cannot do it, but we can do it. And then we go through the stage of comparing ourselves. So that's comparing ourselves with the others and with ourselves. And then again, brings up emotions, thoughts. The ego can run on a wrong run with its own conversations. When you get something truly magnificent, and then you can feel that now I'm going to be world famous because I got it right. And then that's where spirit gently puts you back to the place, puts us back to our place. And then a couple of days or weeks, nothing is coming forward in your reading. And it means that we need to be quiet, go back to the board and start again and be quiet and learn to be humble. And then once we are working on ourselves, that's the whole conversation is about working on ourselves. Personal development, of course, personal development has nothing to do with being psychic or mediumship or anything. The personal development, our own life, what are we doing with our own life experiences and our senses. We are being humble enough to know that we are here on this earth and we've got a big mission. Everybody has a big mission. And some people are progressing with their own intuitive psychic abilities, and some people are drawn to their mediumistic abilities and then the realms of the spiritual realm. Realms of the spiritual realm, drawn to the spiritual realm. So you see, it takes a lot of practice, takes a lot of patience, time, resources at the same time. But if you truly feel this is something for you, then consider it and accept what you are receiving, what energy you are sensing, feeling, what your experiences are, because through them you are going to be guided to the next step and the next step and so on. So it all starts with the focus. How did we get here? How did we get here, my lovely listener, talking about our phone and the icons, and then how we are choosing our reality when we are opening one icon that is our reality for 5 seconds or 2 minutes before we hop onto a different reality, and then everything is happening in a sequential order since we are following this timeline. What was 2 minutes ago, what is now, and what's going to be in 5 minutes' time? And then from that space, we notice our thoughts, our emotions, our thoughts. And then we do the same with the objects around us. So we talked about that experience, that little exercise, very enjoyable and very insightful exercise. And we also talked about journaling, writing about our experiences. We mentioned using our voice when speaking out, talking about our experience in the very moment, because it will lead us to the easiness, an easy experience when we are working with somebody else. It's going to be easier because we have heard our voice by then. We heard our voice and the energy working through us in relation to our own experience and in relation to another person. If you are practicing with somebody else or doing readings in inverted commas, doing readings with somebody else. So it's all to do with our focus and how much we are acknowledging that it is part of our personal development. In fact, this is our life. So that in itself is a development. You know, when we use the word personal development, actually that could be another story here, another conversation. I will just think of a different word when we are seeing personal development, how we were before, and then where we need to get to. And that's why we are talking about development, something which was not there. And then we need to be from this space, you need to time from this point, we need to get over there so we can measure our development. We might have a different word for that, you know, because the word development is not reflecting that essence that we are present in every single moment, and that is where we are. We can be in the very present moment whilst we are in the human reality, but that's another conversation. So maybe another time I'm going to talk about how come that the psychics and mediums, sometimes when you ask a psychic and the next one, they talk about something else. They approach your question, your situation differently. What happens when you are talking to a medium, to this one, that one, that one, and they are talking about slightly different things? They might be talking about the same thing, but then they might be bringing in or working with somebody else's energy from the spiritual realm, from your spiritual family. How is it possible that nobody has brought forward your father or your best friend who passed, but then you have to go through a few psychics and mediums, and voila, at the end there is somebody, the third one or the fifth one, who can finally work with the energy of that person. So we'll talk about that, because it happened to me a few times. It happens to everybody, or mostly everybody. So I'm not going to talk about other people's experiences. I'm talking about my own. It happened to me quite a few times. When people said, oh, you know, I spoke to this medium or another one, and nobody could work with the father's energy, and my father passed 26 years ago. And they would say, oh, you are the first one who managed to bring forward the joyful energy of my father, which actually happened, this conversation where the gentleman was really good at juggling things. So while I was working with the energy of this lady on stage, I became a juggler. Literally, I did not have, of course, anything in my hand, but I was juggling, because that was the focus. That is where the energy, spirit consciousness, God consciousness, highest of the highest realms, the highest of the highest, finest energies, consciousness, whatever we want to label it. I can just spend the whole show on talking about labels. You know what I mean? The energy brought forward through this person, the person who actually is talking right now, this medium, and not the other one, and not the other one. So we'll talk about how is it possible. But then, yes, it's how I can relate to the conversation, that the focus was there. And that's why the energy showed the conversation to this lovely person. In fact, there were two sisters who lost their dads 26 years ago. And quite interestingly, both of them understood or noticed certain body language or moves or words I was saying, or the change of my tone and the quality of the presence of the person turned more into their own father on stage. So again, the focus. So here we go. That's been a long conversation of Kick of the Day with Spirit, with your show host, with myself, Susanna Medium. I loved being here and talking to you. I really hope, my lovely listener, you found it interesting. I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your questions, your wonderings about this topic, your experiences. In fact, not just about this, but as what we might have spoken about during these shows, these daily shows, Kick of the Day with Spirit, with your show host, Susanna Medium. Feel free to send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. Susanna is ZSUZSANNA medium.com, or you could say ZSUZSANNA. Is it? ZSUZSANNAmedium.com. Send me an email. I would love to hear from you. And then also, if you have a very fascinating, unusual, interesting, mind-blowingly capturing I don't know, really fascinating conversation, story, anything related to spirits, ghosts, insightful moments, life-changing situations, an insight, a dream, something which really shook you up. And then from that point, you made a massive change in your life. You turned your life upside down, inside out. And then now you are a different person. If this is your story, this is your energy, I would most certainly love to hear from you. Send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. I would love to welcome you on my show. You can send it. You can we can set up something where we can talk about your story. You can come on live. We can record something. You can be here on air with me. You can talk live. And then when we have questions from the audience, we can cover those questions as well. Or if you don't want to be here with me, send me an email or record your voice or send the story, write down the story. I would love to include that in our conversations here. So Kick of the Day with Spirit is your daily show about anything and everything spiritual. And this is organized under the big umbrella of my big podcast, Talk Conversations Radio podcast, which is Let's Talk Spirit. Let's Talk Spirit. And if you enjoy this conversation, feel free to check out all the other conversations. This podcast is available on all major podcast platforms, as well as on my YouTube, which is again Susanna Medium. You can find the audio version of this conversation there as well. And we are also setting up various guest talks, which is not, I'm not new to that, I would say. How would I say? I'm not new to that. I'm quite familiar with having people on my shows. So if you have anything interesting to say, or you've got your business, spiritual business, you are a psychic, you are a medium, you're a healer, you're a candle maker, you are a witch, you are an author, a writer, or a dreamer, a changer, a game changer, and then a shaker, then get in touch. I would love to welcome you here. So my lovely listener, thanks very much for being here. It's been great to talk to you. I hope you enjoy this conversation. And again, just get in touch. Come on board, get in touch. We are creating this conversation, Let's Talk Spirit, and let's be real about it all. So here we go. From this place, I'm sending you lots of love, many, many blessings, and speak to you tomorrow. And yes, one thing, I always say at the very, very end of my show, the time when I'm talking to you right now, in my real time, this is the focus, this is the point, which is the 18th of April, 2024. And then again, whenever and wherever you are listening to this conversation, I hope it made sense. I trust you found it interesting, engaging, maybe thoughtful. Maybe it's going to leave you wondering and pondering and reflecting. Again, get in touch. Okay, so here we go. Sending you lots of love, many, many blessings, and talk to you tomorrow, Kick of the Day with Spirit. Thank you. Bye.